You are listening to Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
So you know the deal. It's time for Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale on LA Talk Radio.
Man. Yo.
How's everybody doing? This is your boy Case, a.k.a. Face. I represent AGJ. And this is another one, Those Casual Reds. We're brought to you by those. Balorian and Malukian and Gideon, BMS is the law firm. They're based in Sherman Oaks, California, off the 101 Freeway of Woodman. You can't miss this. In the tall black building, says LBPM on there. You might see a nice guy running the whole building in there. Their number is 747-44. Is that two fours or four, three fours? 444-44. This is all fours. They specialize in PI, you know, personal injury, them type things. Someone fell this day, today and busted his head on the sidewalk. The lawyer said, I'm going to sign you up. We're going to sue the city.
Boom. Yo, those sidewalks are treacherous.
You know, if you sue the city of L.A., they won't fight it because there's too many sidewalks.
Because they know they're treacherous. They know they don't
fit. So, Balor and Malukian with 98 success rate. Let's bring the guys in.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing? You know what? I like this show. We got all the regions represented.
All the regions?
He's kind of – Pittsburgh's kind of north.
All
right. But it's not.
Pittsburgh is north.
All
right. It's Midwest, though, right?
It's northeast.
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 Northeast, Midwest.
And we got the South. Let's start on the South. Big Mikey, how you doing, brother? How you feeling that there's no footy?
Great.
I could care less. I've been moving into this house for the last 5 days. I'm exhausted. What's going on with y'all?
How's it going, Sean? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm just waiting for the Euros to start next week. So
yeah,
nice.
Did England play yesterday?
Yeah. Was it Albania or something? Maybe it'll be 3-0.
Start with the studios, my man Cheese. What's going on? I told y'all I gotta help me. I'm trying to do some things over here.
Yeah,
how you doing, Cheese?
You're good, man. I'm good. My mental health is in a good state because there's no Manchester United football. I could care less about transfer rumors, Ten Hag's job, all that stuff. I don't care. I'm not stressing myself off. I'm off for the summer.
Nice. Doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm just chilling, you know. It's a little good to kind of not come off of a loss. Get your mentals right.
All
right,
man. It's been a trip in this whole
Sorry, I got a little distracted.
All right, I gotta get professional
Casey,
here.
What's going on?
I'm acting like I'm just new to this. Oh, so guys, no games, but there's still a lot to talk about in the world of Manchester United. You know, let's say current events is going on with this. Bruno wants a new contract. Chelsea is hijacking Olise.
Okay, not surprised.
Center back is now the priority position of all the positions we need, center back. It's interesting, all the people that we're linked to. We're linked to like 3,000 men. Pause.
That's every summer, man. That's every summer.
Exactly. That's why I'm not trusting
my Man City's going to sue some things. A guy, Foursome. What's his name again, Sean?
Foursome?
Yeah. He says he's taking his talents to anywhere but us. But the first thing I want to talk to you about, gentlemen, is whole Ineos, Eric Ten Hag situation. Sources say that Eric Ten Hag's job is on the line. Sources say that Manchester United has contacted numerous managers for the position. So that means the job's open, right? So my question is to you, gentlemen. How do you feel about how Ineos is handling it? A lot of people feel like they're upset that it's too in a secret, that we should deserve more information what Ineos' plans are for our coach. Some people say Ineos should be shocked that it was released before the FA Cup. I mean, with the world of Manchester United, there's always leaks. We'll get into Aaron Bass' brother and with the thing with leaks. There's always leaks. Leaks is something that's hard to control in the world of Manchester United, but I want to get your opinions. Big Mikey, tell me, how do you feel about how the situation... Are you in an outrage or like some people... I watched Mark Goldbridge, and he's outraged about the fact that Ineos is not telling us what they're going to do.
One question at a time, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Mikey, go ahead.
The man can't even answer.
I'm sorry.
Thank
I'm
you, sorry. Jesus.
There's resin.
Resin. We got a real man.
Reel me in too, though.
Go, Mikey.
Go, Mikey.
I don't feel any way about the move. I mean, they're moving just like how owners do. They're not giving us any information until they're ready to. The whole thing with Ten Hag leaving or might leave or whatever, I thought that was a little bit despicable to do that right before the biggest game of the season. I also think it was a little bit of a tactic to get something out to players. I'm not a fan. Ineos is kind of, they're not starting off the right way. They're starting off kind of ugly. I'm not really a fan of how they've been moving as of late. But also at the same time, like, they're billionaires. They're not beholden to us to do anything but pay our money. All we need to do is pay our money. So it's not shocking to me that they're acting like billionaire owners and that there's so much news surrounding them and what they're going to do next. I'm not surprised by any of that. And I think, how did you, if I was Ten Hag, I'd just leave. I would just leave.
Facts.
You got your FA Cup and now I'm leaving because there's too much bullshit going on. And I know I can go, listen, as a man, you got to go where you're what?
Where you're wanted.
You gotta go where you're wanted.
And Mikey, you know, Eric Ten Hag, to piggyback on what you said, he's behaved like a man who thought his job was secure. He's always had I'm going to be the coach here. And so for him to sit around on vacation, I'll be out. I love what Mikey said. I'm out the door. Sean, tell me your reaction to the way Ineos is handling things. Great points too, Mikey. Excellent points.
I don't like it. It stinks of Glazers, kind of like what Mikey said. Like, I thought when Ineos were taking over, we were going to get different, you know, perspective on owners. They were going to be more transparent. He promised he was going to be more transparent. Yeah. And I'm again with Mikey. If I didn't hear anything by Friday, I would hand in my nose. Say, done. Bye. And then you watch Man United scramble trying to find a manager, because I think the problem is right now, I don't think they can find a manager that wants to come.
Well, sources say Thomas Tuchel feels confident with his position or his chances to get the job. So obviously his people have been contacted. Jeez, how do you feel about how Ineos handled it?
Was here to see Ineos work, so if this is actually how they dealing with business, so be it. But I'm kind of like with Mikey on this, like doing what billionaires and doing what owners do. So it's going to be disrespectful from time to time. It is what it is. But like, I want to see what the man them is here to do. So if this is the moves they're making, so be it. I didn't think they were done with Ten Hag, though, so this is surprising to me.
You're surprised.
I'm surprised if they actually want him out, because they seem like all the sources before seem like they were backing him and going to stick with him through his contract.
Jerm.
I'm not liking that either. We just talked about it a little before, right? We're kind of used to that, seeing it over here in the States, right? About how billionaires operate, not really having to disclose to the fans what they're going to do. But the whole having this issue about Erik ten Hag lingering, right, by the FA Cup and after, what's the holdup, right? Have they decided? Are they still looking for a coach? For him to do what he did at the end of the season, right, winning that FA Cup. On one of the interviews, he kind of like was selling his resume out there, right? Because he kind of made that interview like, where this is my resume if anyone else wants
it. And
me,
I win,
right?
when I
exactly. So leave on a high note that you won the FA Cup. This feels a little bit disrespectful, at least towards him.
I wouldn't even want the job at this point. After I know you're interviewing other people, other than them, I don't want the job. I'm out.
Imagine this. Imagine being at your job for the last month, and they're saying, We might go a different direction. We don't know. It depends on how you do this month. If you do well this month, we might keep you. If not, you know, we've been interviewing for your job, actually, by the way. Actually, we got a bunch of guys we want to hire just in case it doesn't work out with you in this last month. Just imagine if your job was telling you that every day, or you had to go home and hear from your wife every day.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
They might,
damn,
get rid of you. They might get rid of you every day. Just imagine that.
I mean, but that's what it bears down
that's,
to.
But that's real talk right there, what Mikey's saying, man. That's like grown stuff. Like going home, my spouse, what's happening? That's stressful. And for him to come up with that result, that's, I mean, that's a testament.
Hey, question. Is Ten Hag married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen his wife.
Yeah, they're married. They like to ride bikes around Miami. There's pictures of them riding bikes.
Oh, but let me ask you guys this question, right? There's whole coaches that they're interviewing. They haven't decided yet Ten Hag's future. Are any of these coaches that have been mentioned or thrown out there, are any of them a better option than what Eric Ten Hag brings out?
I don't know if they're better. Go ahead, Mikey.
Go ahead, guys.
You won't know. Coaching is one of those things that it's not like you could put Pep in this and say he's the best, he has this, is that. Coaching is a thing that takes a whole, you got to make something and build it, and then you have to get allowed to do certain things, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you could have the best qualified coach, right? But then what? What happens when you get here? Players don't respond. They're not giving you the signings you want. You don't have control how you like. You don't have it from where you were before. So, like, you, Tuchel, for me, I'm okay with Tuchel. He's a winner. He's won. He's won big. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he could get here and be a flop. Mourinho was qualified. Van Gaal was qualified. All of those are qualified except for Ali. Ali was the least qualified out of all of them. You know what I'm saying? So there you go.
I think at all the candidates. Go ahead, Sean.
I just wanted to touch on the point. I didn't think anyone saw like what Bruno was saying. Like, yes, he wants a new contract. But one of the other things he was saying is, he wants to see where the future of Man United is going.
Yeah.
So is he waiting to see if Ten Hag's in the job?
Or could be
a new manager.
That's a great point. Is he
part of it?
Yeah. I think it's hard to kind of figure out what he's wanting. Is he wanting Ten Hag to go, or is he wanting Ten Hag to stay?
That is a great point.
It's a very great point. Very great point, Sean.
Because I think if...
Because obviously there's some pressure coming from Bruno's camp right now. Sorry, Sean.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if the one he doesn't get, but he doesn't want, so like if he wants Ten Hag in and Ten Hag leaves, I think he leaves. I don't think he's around for another manager, another rebuild.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm thinking he wants Ten Hag in. I don't think he wants to stick around for another rebuild. What is he, 28?
29.
He don't have time.
It's almost 29.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have time for a new rebuild. And to be perfectly honest, if he's that age, I wouldn't be giving him a new contract anyway.
Yeah, he wants a 3 or 4 year extension.
Yeah.
How is that not player power at that point? Oh, I'll say, I just want to see what y'all going to do with the manager.
That's the point. That's the problem we have. What do you think Fergie would have done? Out. Bye. See ya.
Isn't that the fault of the club for the club to be in that position where you have a player at that age and a coach that you have not yet decided on?
I don't think it's player power. Like you guys said, this is going to be his last big contract. He needs to make a move that's right for his career. A rebuild to him has got to be scary. Like, oh, so we're going to get new players and try this shit all over again? So I got to learn to play with a new group. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, Mikey.
Go ahead.
No, you're good. But that's fair. But when you say things like, I want to see what the club's going to do, that's you flexing your power. You're leveraging your ability. Listen, in the last 2 months, we've seen what the team looks like without Bruno Fernandes.
Exactly.
He knows that. Mm-hmm. He knows that. You think he was sitting up there like, yeah, I got some real power here. I need to go ahead and Bruno wants to stay. He just wants to see what's going on. And that's reasonable, but that's also power. It could be two things to be true at the same time.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that,
and
though.
And if he wants him flexing that contract, Kevin De Bruyne. Go to Saudi, baby. If you want that big contract.
Saudi said they're aggressively going after Bruno, too. Yeah. But the whole coaching situation, where Ineos is handling it, I'm not going to jump on that too quick. We need to get players interested in a little bit. When you don't have a coach, guys are not going to mess with you. You see, Chelsea signed their coach. Now they're getting aggressive with Olise. Bruno's probably like, so I got to wait for a new coach. wait for y'all to get players. Who are you bringing here? It's to him, he's probably like, it's not appealing unless y'all going to give me the biggest bag here. Because he's flexing his power by releasing that he's been talking to other Barca, Bayern Munich. How you feeling, Cheese?
Bruno, man. But look, he's seen all the shit.
Bruno's so, seen a lot of shit.
It's like he's well within his right to be like, yo, I'm not sticking around if you're going to be slow in the transfer market and not be aggressive and not go over Premier League targets.
Hey, come on now, Red Army. We're all nice to Bruno now. Yeah. We did some shitty things. Petulant.
Why should he, captain. Why should he stick around for another rebound?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We weren't the nicest people. It wasn't until the end of the season people started rating Bruno, and it was like, oh, my God, that's amazing.
That's because we saw what we were with without him.
To be fair, he started playing well towards the end.
Yeah.
He started putting up consistent performances towards the end. So it's not like he went without – the criticism was unwarranted. He definitely had to show his mettle at that point. So he did it at the right time, and now he can leverage it.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the transfers there? Like, you know, we've got to be quick with transfers. And Elise's talking to Chelsea. Who the fuck wants to come to Man United right now when we don't even have a manager?
That's what I'm saying.
You can't be quick on the League. Yeah, well, I think Elise would still come to United. He said he was Man United fan growing up, so I still think he would come. But and if you look at Arsenal when they finished 8th, they still got decent quality players in without the Champions League. So I'm not too. Well, they're out of that now. They can't sign those players. But like, it's who are you going to sign? Like, it's been widely known that we want Elise. We don't know who the manager is, so you're going to go after Elise, and then he's going to sit there and go, "Well, who's the manager?" And you don't have an answer, so he's going to be talking to Chelsea at the same time. He's going to be like, "Well, at least they have an idea of what they're doing."
Yep.
Because that's what a player wants. He wants an idea of what the club, what the ambition of the club is, where they're going. And if we can't even give it, Ineos can't give it to their fans, can't give it to their manager right now, then how are they supposed to give it to a quality player?
And that's, I think, what we're talking about, right? How are you going to recruit players to come to play for your team, for United? We don't have Champions League, right? And we don't have a manager to put in there to say, this is the project, this is what we're trying to do.
It looks like, it feels kind of glazerous in a way, but I want a good. If you guys got comments that you can see on your page, I got a mine that says, Sanjeev says, Viva Garnacho. And Sanjeev says, one more time, always my captain. Salute.
Yeah, I got that as well. It's coming up on
that. Let's go into our recruiting and what's our thought process. Well, first of all, we don't have our director of football in. That hasn't been resolved yet. And I think that's another disappointing thing. That's going on with the Ineos situation. We don't have money to bring in a director of football, but we're going to pay off a coach and pay money to bring in a new coach. I'm not saying it. Bruno wants a bigger bag. I'm saying things are not all rosy. I mean, we got to get rid of players. I don't know our financial situation. Some people say we should have like 150. I've heard of as low as 50.
Yeah.
Getting players in is going to be tricky.
It is. It's going to be tricky. We got to get a lot out first. You know, you're looking at 30 million for Casemiro from Saudi. I would, a lot of people don't like this, but I'm even tempted to sell McTominay after that year. Because that's as high as his value is going to be.
Yeah. I'm all for it. Let's do it.
He's a good quality squad player. I don't think he's a first team, on the starter. But at this time, after the season he's just had, we're never going to get the money again from him. So I think 40 million, 50 million from McTominay. We got to sell.
50?
That's good. So while you're high, so while your stock is high.
Yep.
Man, we almost, remember last summer we could have got rid of Scotty and Harry in one whack. Like, oh, the 2-for-1? Yeah, want that 2-for-1. We got that 2-for-1. You want that? It's going to be tough. I mean, What bothers me, I hear that our number one target is Branwaith from
Everson,
a center back that's going to cost 70, but we can get to Debo for like 35 from Nice. That deal should be wrapped up already. I just
considering we own Nice as well, it should be wrapped up already.
And that has been cleared that we can play in the UEFA. Just to put that out there.
It's been clarified.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Sean. That deal should be done already. That should be something like, but you got to do it at market value. We have to let other people approach him and say, do you want to come? He goes, no, United. So, you know, Ineos has a lot of...
He did do an interview. Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this. He actually had trials at Man United when he was 15.
Oh, really?
And he picked Nice and then decided that it wasn't the right fit for him at the time. But he came out in an interview and said that he's willing to play in the
Premier League. I didn't know that either.
Play in the Premier League.
That's why I love this panel.
We really should be going after Onana from Everton.
I think Neves, man. Do you see we apparently put a bid in for 50 million, 54 million today for Neves?
Yeah, we came in at 54 and they said we need 85.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has a release for us.
They're gonna get, like, Wolves needs that money.
For Neves?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the wrong player. I'm sorry, you're talking about Neves for Wolves.
They need that money, so they're going to, and it's United. Anytime we come in, the United tax is in effect. That's why we get, people like to blame Ten Hag for paying that money for Anthony.
He came out too.
He wanted the guy, but he didn't make the $100 million deal. Now, I'm sure he was happy to give him $100 million because that's his boy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But at the same time, you know, he didn't make that fucking deal. I don't think people really understand how transfers go. The coach has some say. He has targets, but he doesn't get to set the amount they're going to spend, especially with these greedy bastards.
You know what's crazy?
I'm talking about is some Benfica. Sorry,
Benfica. Yeah, Benfica. You're right. Benfica.
Yeah. The Neves, yeah.
João Neves.
João, yeah.
Yeah, I'd pay it. What is he, 22? I'd pay the 80 for him.
About Ruben Neves.
You pay
Ruben. Yeah, same. Plus. Ruben, I think now
he's got a Neves. You would pay that?
I'd pay 80 for Neves. He's one of the most sought-after defensive midfielders in the world right now.
But what Sean, about his release clause, Sean? Would you pay that? It's 102.
I'm not paying 120 million.
Okay.
Sean, that might take a nice chunk of our change.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, but if you can get Toledo at a decent price, you know, you're looking at the fact that we already own them. You get him for 35. You told Nice that we're going to pay you over a 3-year period. You know, if you get a solid center back and a solid CDM, I think this attack can do wonders. I think we do need a backup striker.
We need a backup striker.
They do, but I feel like Rasmus is going to have a breakout year this year. I think he's just getting his feet wet there. But I think CDM and defense and center back is an absolute must for Man United this year. Absolute must.
What about if we sign a winger and move Rashford to the backup striker? That's trash.
Rashford can't play striker.
Nah, we can't do that.
But I'm just saying
that because Rashford's not going to be here.
Yeah.
We need so much shit, though. Ineos is going to have to be creative. I know that idea is junk. That's a wasting right there. But it's going to be. They're going to have to be creative. I heard something wild today. You want to hear the wildest thing I heard on Twitter today? That the reason why we're not going after Elise because they know they're going to fire Erik ten Hag and they're going to bring Sancho back because Sancho's going to play when Erik ten Hag's not.
So we're not
going to get a winger. Sancho's going to be
the winger. That's another thing. Fair. This whole Sancho talk. This guy played 22 games and scored 3 goals and 3 assists.
Yeah, this I just saw
what
this graph right here.
What are we talking about here? Yeah. He didn't play good in the final. He did not. Yeah. He was invisible in the second half in the final. He was getting locked up.
Yeah, he was. I was watching. Yeah, you're right.
Mikey, I watched that final in Vegas, I think. And I was peeping Sancho, and I was like, "What is he's not doing? He didn't beat nobody 1-on-1.
No,
he had 0 crosses, 0 shots on goal the entire game. 0 crosses in the entire game.
All you need to know about that final is the Vinny Jr. salad, the Megs, when Bospan 26.
Do you know a couple of years ago we had the chance to find Vinny Jr.?
You did.
We did a couple of years ago.
You know.
He ended home.
There was a lot of players, Sean, that I think would look at Manchester United, but just by the people that we sent to go talk to them, are like how they messed up the Jude Bellingham thing by not letting him talk to Spurgy. We just had bad people representing us, and I'm hoping Ineos changes that. I don't know though.
Just going back to that point,
good start so far.
That point that Mikey was saying. over the course, or I'm just seeing this right now on Twitter, over the course of what, like 82 games, Sancho and Antony are pretty much identical.
Stats are head to head.
Which is a madness if you think about it.
And here we're.
Garnacho has more goals than him.
Yeah.
So.
Garnacho has more goals than Tony. What's his name? Manu has more goals. What are we talking about?
Casemiro.
Not only that, if we sign a right midfielder, that means Rashford's leaving. Because I don't care like who you pick, like who it is, you're playing the Garnacho on one of those wings.
A right winger.
I think he's incredible on the right. I would just keep him on the right. He's better on the right than the left. But if you buy a right winger, he's playing on the left. So that means you think Rashford's just going to sit there and go, I'm going to sit on the bench for the rest of the season? I'll just come on as a bench player? No, he's going to want to leave. So if we sign a right midfielder, I think that's an indication that we're going to sell Rashford.
I never understand the craze for us to go in after a winger first. We need
because
center back.
We have no one that can cross the ball.
I get it. I get it, though.
We need offensive instinct. The best teams in the world have at least two guys that can do it. Look at Liverpool. They got two guys that can do it. Look at City. They got two guys that can do it. The Champions League final. Real has two guys that can do it. You know, they can they make it happen offensively, and they keep the ball, and they can recycle play and get the ball to the striker. We don't have that. All of our goals are team goals that have to be started from one end of the pitch. You need, if you're going to be elite, you have to have that one guy that can grab the game by the scruff of the neck and say, all right, I need a goal. I need to make it happen. What I think it was Ali who says, a guy that's going to break his nose to get a goal. That's what you need. And we don't have that guy. We don't have those attackers. We don't have those attackers that could get the ball to the striker. We don't have those attackers that's like going to make it happen on their own.
I blame Benny.
I think Rasmus is that guy. I think he's willing to break his nose to score a goal, but he needs the service to do it. Like his server, he had the worst service in Europe last year. It's incredible.
He had,
considering you have Garnacho.
There was one point Onana was giving him more service
than.
Was it one game?
I think that was one game.
All right, check me on the grass clock. You know what I'm saying? About fumes, bro.
But, but still, that's still too much. One game is still too much.
Okay, thank you, guys. Jesus. Boy, God. I don't know. The Ineos thing is, it's going to be some work. Because, you know, there's a lot of guys, you know, they're trying to get rid of Aaron Wan-Bissaka. I heard Victor Lindelof has got one more year left. We got Donnie.
Speaking about this players drama, what's up with that Amrabat saga? What happened? What he talked about?
Thank you, Jerm.
Sign him, $15 million. Sign him, great backup.
But is what it was 15?
It's all we have to pay. It's 15 million.
I think that whole thing is crazy because first and foremost, Amrabat's brother, shut the hell up. Who the hell are you? You're nobody. You don't play on this team. So for you to be talking, it shows more on Amrabat, right? To be letting him in on these kind of things and giving him a chance to talk. So that right there bothers me. And then like to say, Casemiro was healthy. And then why do we need this right now? We don't need that. Yeah. This is the wrong time for this. So this is no good.
And you think Casemiro is going to be happy about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a sticky locker room. But
wasn't there already some stuff like that going on in the locker room with Casemiro? Falling out with some players? Or no?
Yeah, well, to be honest, like it's not just Amrabat's brother that said that he was healthy and refused to play. So there was...
Yeah, I heard it before Amrabat's brother said
it. Yeah, it came out the day after, which is... And he also didn't attend the celebrations after. He went straight on an airplane. So it's a pretty much done deal with Casemiro leaving, but
yeah, bye.
Saudi? Is he going to Saudi?
I think the Saudi thing seems legit.
Okay,
you know, with us, I don't know. One thing, you know, this Manchester United stuff is so much speculation about everything. So I don't know.
And what about that forced? I saw you put that on the rundown too, Mike, about that forced and leaving. I saw so many mixed responses on that too.
It was a weird time.
He's not going to get any play time. He's a young guy. He wants to get on the pitch, and he didn't get it when we were in a striker crisis. We gave him backup minutes. I think maybe he started a game and then got hooked in the half, and then came on as a substitute for the rest of his appearances. No point. No point. I don't blame him. Good luck to him. Good luck to him. I hope he winds up at a team like Ipswich or something like that where he can be effective and get the ball and show what he can do.
Yeah.
But we can't waste that guy's time like this, and I'm not mad at a young player.
No.
And it's pure profit, too. It's, you know.
Yeah, I didn't really didn't see the uproar about it. I mean,
I just saw a lot of people saying like they should have sent them out alone, kept them a year.
Yeah, but we had an injury situation. We couldn't send guys alone, so you know it was just a bad
playing time.
Yeah, it was just a crazy year for. I mean, there was a time where remember there was a time we offered him a contract, but he didn't sign it. So he just don't want to be here. That's fine though.
No, to be fair, I think he knows that Shea Lacy's about to come through too.
I'm telling you, there's going to be a bunch of them coming through.
Shea Lacy is incredible. If you guys haven't seen him yet, go watch
I got to check that out.
Under-18s.
Yeah, I did under-18s.
Boy, that guy is good.
So, what are you guys' transfers ideal? 11.
11?
Stop. I want to go first.
Oh, go ahead. My bad.
No. It's not even that I want to go first. I just want to do this. I'm going to read you a list of names, and I just want to know if you've even heard of these people. Like, there's two you've definitely heard of, two or three, but I'm going to read you a list. Just let me know.
This is more for, like, Mike and then...
I just, like, I'll show you right now. Reza Tale, or Reza Tale, if I'm even pronouncing his name right. Johan Bakayoko. Desiree Du. If I'm pronouncing that right. Igor Tijan. I'm pretty sure Bandidos talked about him. James Overy.
What positions are these people?
Desiree is left wing. Igor is a striker. Bakayoko is a right winger. Reza is a right winger. James Overy is a right back. Osume Diomande, center back. Chaloba from Chelsea is a center back. Jared Braithwaite, who we mentioned from Everton, is a center back. And Ronaldo Mandeva is a left back. Any of those names besides the obvious ones ring bells to you?
Mikey, if you had your priority list, what would your priority pick if you're going to do your
thing? I was going to say real quick that one of the center backs is a Sporting center back, I believe. Is he
Diomande?
I remember his name. Yeah, is it that one that's a Sporting center back? I know that we were looking big, strong guy.
Yeah, it sounds like Osman Diomande. I think that's
he's a Sporting center
20
back.
Years old.
Yeah, would be a great pickup, but he would need to be a backup.
Right.
So you're going to look 20, 25 million for him if you can get him for that. Joel Neves is I'm going to say this now. Joel Neves is a must for Man United. He's at that age, he's a must. Center back, you could with the troubles at Everton right now. I don't know if anyone knows this. They have, I believe, until the 20th of June before they go into administration, which is an automatic 9-point deduction. Insane. I think, I think you could literally get him for about 35, 40 million.
Exactly.
Normally, you'd probably go for about 70, 80 right now, but the situation they're in, I think you can pick him up on the pretty cheap.
Yep.
Striker, I don't care who we bring in. We just need to bring in. I don't care if it's a Cavani or whatever, like a 30-year-old, as long as he's a backup who can score goals. This is the only time I'm ever going to say this, by the way, that when any of us are in charge, that we bring somebody in right now as a backup striker. It needs to be someone that can score goals who's established. So when Rasmus is on his 8-game not scoring streak, we have someone that can score a goal. And then I'm gonna be honest. I sell Rashford this year. You know, PSG need big money, a big name player. We get about 100 million for him, 120. Sell him. Like I'm sick of this. Like I love him as a player, what he's done for like kids and stuff. But this good season, bad season, good season, bad season. He's 26. He should be Mbappe right now, not some guy that scores 5 goals in a season. So. I get a right winger. Anthony needs to go after this year. And I will say this about Anthony. That kid can learn to use his right foot and cross the ball. You got a great player there. He's just unwilling to use his right foot. So I would say center midfield, CDM, attacker and right winger. So
That's good, man.
Well, I'm getting me the right center back. I'm getting it to Debo. I'm getting that deal wrapped up. Yeah, that's 35 right there. Then I'm going to get me, I like Fofana for a defensive mid, but then I would spend my money on Onana at Everton because he plays well off the ball. That would go well with Bruno. So that's where I'm going to go with that. For a winger, I'm not really gassed on wingers, but I really like the left back. I've seen this kid play for Bournemouth. His name is Kirkez. I've seen him play. Oh, okay. He's young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's the right age. And then he'll come up, and then I'm almost calling Hamas again. The youth from the academy is going to come up, so I'll be fine there. The tough thing is striker.
Because,
you know, I like Tony. I like Tony. If you can get Tony at a good rate, I know people think it's 100. I don't think he's going to go for 100. I think he can get him for about 50.
I wouldn't even pay 20 for Tony right now.
Oh, you wouldn't?
You wouldn't?
No. You don't like you no. don't rate him? I well, like him. Me, I like the gangster like that.
I know he was out half the season, but what did he do in the second half of this season? He's not even going to the Euros with England squad. He's getting dropped on Friday. I wouldn't pay 20 million for him right now. He's his value, like, to the fact that Arsenal wanted him and now Arsenal don't want him. If you're gonna go for a striker who's gonna cost you about 40 million, why not Sesko?
Yeah, I know. Today, apparently, we, us and Arsenal approached him with our plans. So, officially, we have approached Sesko. Arsenal's probably the better target for him, though. But I like Sesko. I just worry about the 70 mil part, and I think Arsenal, I hate to say it, is our starting spot, and he might prefer that.
I hate to say it, but Arsenal winning the league next year.
I don't know why you even brought that up right now. Oh no! But
so, it's fine. We're not, so we all know that.
I wouldn't get a left center back because I'll keep. You know, you got Martinez. I want Tadebo to play with Martinez. I'm keeping Harry, and then listen. We're gonna come on, Kambala. Let's go. We're moving you up. We're putting a lot of trust into you. Ineos is gonna have to figure out ways to be creative. You know, we can't go after this dude from Everton, Brandwith, and they want 70 out the door. He gives me Harry Maguire vibes. I know he's better, but I just I worry about that.
And not for 70.
No Mikey.
No.
All right, so for me, I'm going in for Teo Hernandez, AC Milan.
Oh, I got a problem.
25 years old, and even though City's in the running for him, I'm going in for him. We need a star back there. We need a star defender. Tadebo for sure. Lenny Yarro, if you can't get Tadebo, they're saying Liverpool's in for him. I would love to get that kid. He's 18. I would like the young blood in the team. At striker, Gyökeres for Sporting. Victor Gyökeres, I'd like to get him. For sure, Elise, I want to land him. Amadou Onana from Everton, like him. I think we definitely need a backup keeper. We need a backup keeper to give the keeper that we have some competition.
Well,
so
our keepers didn't let in a goal. Played for Turkey today, kept a clean sheet.
Yeah, he's sounding like he's disgruntled, though, and he wants to go on and do something else. So he I'm okay with that. So if we can just go ahead and get a second striker I'm not too keen on goalkeepers. I'm not too keen on goalkeepers right now as far as to back up Onana. I feel like Onana's going to play in everyone, so you have to be okay with not playing. And in the midfield, for sure, I also like Matias Cunha from Wolves. I like him.
I got him on my list.
I'm okay with Ivan Toney. I think Ivan Toney's the kind of guy that will break his nose to get a goal and can play deep. And he could bust up defenders. Like, he's not weak.
Yeah.
He's strong and he's fast. So that's another guy that I'm okay with getting as a backup. We just can't pay a lot of money for him. Arsenal not. I mean, they have to compete. Both of them have to compete for their position, right? So I would like for you. I like to say, okay, we'll give you here. You have already signed your contract. And then we're going to give you a contract and y'all compete and we'll figure out what's going to go on at the end. But I just feel like he's going to be on too much money to make him a backup. Because that's how you can't really drop can't really drop a $70 million striker. It's insane. Because now we're just putting money down the toilet. Cunha, who else? The guy that you said, Neves. And I'm still here for Frankie De Jong.
Wow.
I'm still here for Frankie De Jong. I'm still here. I'm still under the Young train.
I mean, he's not a bad player.
Yeah, he fits what Ten Hag wants to do. We got another dude, Wendal, that plays in the Eredivisie as a left back. I would like him as well. Miguel Gutierrez from Girona.
He's a good player.
Great player. Played a lot, played 25 appearances, got him a goal, got him assist, and made the team sheet. And he's just one of the best players in La Liga. So I feel like we go and get those guys.
Yeah.
We can. Rashford can go. McTominay, see you later. Don't let the door hit you. Who else can leave? And I'm fearful to say that we might have to do something with Ahmad, because Ahmad's been here a while. He's not an academy player. We bought him for money, $30 million from Atalanta. Atalanta just lifted a title. He's seeing these things. So he needs to either be made assurances, or we have to pay money right now while the FA Cup is fresh in people's minds to get money for him.
Yeah.
What is he, 23?
24, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we can get some money for him. Fine.
Let me ask you this, guys. We all know Dan Ashworth's going to come in at some point.
Yeah.
It's coming in. So if you look at Brighton and you look at Newcastle, is anyone here opposed for him doing exactly the same for Manchester United, bringing these young kids in? Like, you look at kind of, you know, Casado, Evan Ferguson. He brought like you were saying earlier, you listed off all those names, and you know, we didn't know half of those. But is that a bad thing?
No,
like, not. Because that's what he does. He finds these young, incredible players who play into Ten Hag's way, if that's if Ten Hag's the manager. Like, are we opposed to having people? Like I said this before, we're not the Man United of old. You know, we just finished eighth year, we won the FA Cup. We're not the Man United that we all thought we were. So are we opposed to bringing in these players and letting them play amazing football? Because I'm not.
We're not, because, I mean, how many people were rating a Mexican striker? We rated a whole Mexican striker and brought him in. He's a cult classic now. He's a cult figure for us. Chicharito.
Chicharito.
But
legend.
Nobody's looking to Mexico in Europe. No offense, Jeremy. Nobody's
all right, looking
to Mexico for a top-class striker. But we did. We took a chance on a guy. He ended up playing well for us. So, yeah, I've never heard of those guys, but I would like for you to send me that list. I will look into them myself, but yeah, that's a football manager ass list right there.
Yeah, I think that's what we do. I think we go out, spend $150 million on 6-7 guys who's going to come in and do a damn good job. So Wolves do it, Brighton do it. So what I gotta, you'll probably see this. Sanjeev's actually part of my crew up in Pittsburgh.
Shout out.
He lives. I can never pronounce his name. Quinones.
Quinones.
He's a good striker. But my my boys in Pittsburgh, they love him.
Are you talking about
Club America?
America? Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Más. You like, perked up, Jared.
It's because America. They like to kind of call themselves like they're like the Real Madrid of the Latin America.
Yeah.
Wow.
But so.
Shout out to Pachuca.
Oh, Pachuca. Hell yeah. They threw it down. Them young boys.
They beat the hell out of
Columbus. Columbus looks so mid.
That looks so good, too. Have the MLS teams go to Mexico.
Pachuca is 8,000 feet above sea level.
Yeah.
And they only give those guys 3 days to prepare.
Yep. And just a side note on that, one of the players for Columbus Crew was saying that they all got sick, that there was something that had to do with the food. That's just come on. Crazy. But to your guys' point, yeah, we got to go get these guys that are kind of unknown. I mean, even City does it. Didn't they do that with Alvarez? Yeah. They signed them from the straight up from the Argentinian league and brought them over to City.
That drives me insane, because we had the chance to buy him.
Exactly. And Man United said no. We got to get these guys that are unknown out of these other leagues before they blow up. Kind of what, I mean, what.
Better scouts.
Exactly. That goes to scouts.
That's
right?
But that's what Ashworth will do. But, yeah. And that's why I'm like, to pay the 20 million.
Yep.
Jesus, it's going to cost you
get it.
Everything to Section A.
I don't get it. Yeah, I agree with you. Said we are bringing Dan Ashworth to do that, and I hope he does that. And I was going to say Evan Ferguson too is one of my strikers. I was wondering how much his market value is. It like 50 now. He kind of cooled off a little bit though. Didn't he?
So going back to that, you guys would sign Joel Neves for 85 to reportedly. He's 19
from Benfica.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
I would.
You would.
He would. He loves him. Sean loves him.
He's.
I think he is going to be one hell of a talent, and I think if we don't sign him, he's going to end up at Real Madrid or Barcelona or Bayern Munich at some point. Yeah. He is a hell of a talent.
I just think it's a luxury we can't afford.
Mikey, at this moment. You would sign him?
I'd sign him, but I also want Frank. I want Frankie De Jong, man. I want Frankie De Jong.
Don't want you.
I would have wanted him too.
Yeah, his wife don't want to leave Barcelona.
No.
Yeah,
mind you, though, I don't know if you guys saw it. I can't remember who the guy was. It's a Barcelona legend. He came out with a scathing attack on Frankie de Jong this week, called him lazy.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think he's cool.
Seems like he would fit right in with the United players.
You know, Barcelona's going through what we're going through. It's not a happy time there. No, the mood of the vibe's bad.
I was telling you this earlier. We got to model
they're
that.
Selling everybody.
We got to model that Real Madrid and just start getting all these young dudes.
Get Gavi or
just
Xavi,
get all these young guys.
See what we're going through? Because they still have won the league in these last 13.
Well, you're right. You're right.
They've won the league. They've won big things. They've played in Champions League. Like, they're not us.
Yep.
They're going through it. But they're not the Barcelona of old. But they're nowhere close to where we are.
Oh, they're going to be with Mbappe joining Real Madrid.
they'll still compete for the league because La Liga's shit. There's only four or five teams that really do it. And one of them, Bilbao, just won the equivalent to the FA Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they still have a room to and a part to play and the money to. Well, they don't really have the money, but they somehow find the money to get these guys. So I don't know. They're nowhere close to where we are. We're shit.
Yeah.
We're Juventus. Is it?
Oh, Juventus. Damn.
Wow. Damn. Well, we're wrapping it up. We got 3 minutes left. It's been a good show. I loved it. Good idea.
Yeah, you guys brought us some names that I'm like, were these guys speaking English?
I did my homework. I was trying to impress heads today.
There'll be a whole new list next week.
It's got like beer stains all on my list, all types of stuff.
I mean, I have heard of that one player, Bayokaku. What's his name? He's the one from PSV.
You want to do what?
Johan.
Yeah, he's a right winger. He's a right young winger for PSV. Yep. He's 21 young. Reason I know it is because I was watching the Mexican dude play out there too, but he took the spot, the young dude. Pretty good, but he plays right wing. We already have a few of them, right?
Yeah.
And kind of to Sean said, if we're trying to get a right winger, that means bye-bye Rashford, right?
Yeah.
One thing we'll know next week, we'll have a new coach.
We shall see.
Oh,
I can't believe Eric Towns is hanging out for this. It's the principalities.
Hey, because he's not going anywhere. He's been a professional.
Very professional.
So I got to give him
I would have cussed so much bad words right now. I would have talked about everybody's mama. Once I heard that there was content out of coach, like, I'm out here. This place stinks. Yeah. The stewards is bad. The chef is a bum. I'd have been going off. Harry's on steroids. Yeah. out there. Everybody was a bunch of. Oh, no. We got two more minutes.
We got See? Left. Come on. Anything you guys want
to
add?
Glenn said we left him off the show.
No, Glenn just came on in the last 10 minutes.
Come on, man.
We can't. What do we want to do?
Happy birthday. I love Glenn. Happy birthday to Glenn's wife.
Yeah, happy birthday to Glenn's wife. But Glenn, you come in the last 10 minutes. What are we supposed to do?
I think you got to tell him this isn't like the Facebook Live CD doing.
It's like, and he's going to come in the last 10 minutes and just got to shut it.
Got to be
professional. Love you, Glenn. You got to be on time, bro.
This fucking shit, mate. I watched the.
I know now we're wankers and cunts. You guys are all fucking Glenn. Hey, show up early. We love you.
I'm British as well, right?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
You're British. He's British.
Yeah. Oh my lord. Oh, who's going to the LA game?
Arsenal.
Yeah,
Arsenal.
Yeah.
All right. I'm fighting. Troops is going to be there. I'm looking for him.
I'm going to get in. One way
or
another.
Real quick, Casey. I don't know if it's next Tuesday or the Tuesday after. I'll be in LA, so if you want, I'll pop into the studio.
Nice.
You pop in here, baby. I want you to pop in here. Come on, sit in the chair right next to me, Daddy.
Oh my god! All right,
this has been another one of those casual reds. That's your boy Case. This is the great crew. This is all your stateside reds representing our region. Glenn, we want you on, but you got to come on time. We love you, everybody. We're out.
Sean, Mikey, good talking to y'all.
Mikey's gonna clip that up too.
You are listening to those casual reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.